With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. 8 Cape Mountain students taking part in the Morant Summer Student Internship Program have spent half a day at the law courts. The students toured the facilities and observed jury selection for a criminal trial in the Grand Court. Chief Magistrate Ms. Angeline Hernandez explained the role and functions of the summary court. The group also met Acting Justice Dale Palmer and Justice Emma Peters of the Criminal Division. Justice Peters discussed differences between jury selection in the Cayman Islands and the United Kingdom. 7 of the 8 students are currently studying at UK universities. Justice Richard Williams says the judiciary welcomes opportunities to give aspiring legal professionals a first-hand understanding of how the courts operate. In other news, did you get a dodgy text message with a link to pay your overdue traffic fines? It's a nasty scam that has recently hit the island. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service is investigating the ongoing phishing scam, which tells the recipients to click a link and make a payment to settle the alleged traffic fine. The RCIPS says this is part of an active scam being carried out by international fraudsters, so definitely don't click the link. In fact, the police service and other government agencies will, quote, never request fee payment through text message. If you've been targeted and made a payment, you're encouraged to contact your financial institution and call 911 to make a report. I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can find a screenshot of the text message on our website at radiocayman.gov.ky. Finally, the Health Services Authority has welcomed 95 Caymanian high school and college students into its summer internship program. The HSA says it received a record 332 applications for the 2026 intake. Students will complete placements of 4 to 6 weeks in medical and allied health services, as well as business and administrative departments that support healthcare operations. The program runs from June to September and includes orientation, training, and fire safety, hand hygiene, customer service, and CPR. HSA Chief Human Resources Officer Samantha Bennett says the authority is helping develop future business and medical leaders by introducing talented Caymanian students to qualified medical professionals. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles.